Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. My name is Lucina Kirkenall and it's always a privilege and a pleasure to be here tonight. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. I am working with this, my laptop, when it comes to this Chronicles website and this live, and it's interesting, and then I got some stuff popping off with my neighbors as well. All the more reasons why I want to thank God for who he is and what he's done. And I don't start the show off without prayer, and definitely tonight is going to be one of those nights. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you. We give you the honor and we give you the praise. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, you said the weapons will form, but they will not prosper. So, Lord, I ask you to be a bridge over troubled waters. I ask you to be the water in dry land and making dead bones come to life right now. I send a special prayer for my neighbors right now. Right now, it's just a lot going on over there. So I just want to thank you for blessing our children, just blessing our nation right now, because we're in such turmoil and chaos right now. And the enemy is quite busy, but he does not get the glory. He will not get the glory. We're claiming victory. We're claiming peace. We're claiming restoration. We're claiming all of these things. And as we move forward tonight and move over to the show, Lord, I just thank you for the topic, and I thank you for the speaker that you have, that you have graced me with tonight. I'm looking forward to what's to come. And those who are tuning in, I am on live on Blog Talk Radio. And before I end this, let me end this with my prayer. Lord, it's not my will, but thy will be done. So I thank you and I praise you. And as we move forward today, we're going to claim it in your name, in your son Jesus' name. Amen. And for those of you who are tuning in, I'm so happy because I'm actually going to do this without a video. So I am going to have Chronicles going on Facebook, but I'm going to be doing it live, and you will not see me on video. You will see me on audio only. So I've been waiting for this, so I'm so happy about it. With that being said, we talked about, you know, there are things in our lives that, you know, that comes about. You know, we have breakups, we have separation, we have reconciliation, we have things that's unexpected that happens to us. And then there are times when we are praying to God, like we want to change, we want to see you show up and show out in our lives. And then he presents us with a situation. And we're like, wait a minute, Lord, no, not that. I mean, yeah, you know, you got to be careful what you ask God for sometimes. Because sometimes when things separate from us, whether it's things, whether it's people, whether it's circumstances, whether it's a job, it could be so many things, but they do go away, whether you do it voluntarily or involuntarily. It does happen. The thing about it is, there's a song out there, or I've heard it on many occasions, it's either a blessing or a lesson. And in all things that we do, it's either going to be a blessing or a lesson. If it's a blessing and it's meant for you to have, it will come back. That's where reconciliation comes from. But if it does not come back, it is a lesson. And the reconciliation you could do with that is your peace of mind at that given time for that given situation. So with that being said, I'm just going to ask you all for forgiveness in advance because they got a lot of stuff going on, so I wouldn't be surprised if the cops are going to be coming out here. So I'm going to keep it moving. It's not going to stop me from doing the show. So with that being said, I have the privilege and the pleasure. I met this brother, I think we might go back 10 years, maybe even more than that. My son's 11. But powerful, powerful man of God. You know, like being a big brother to me, when he speaks in authority. You just have no choice but to listen to him. But he has words of wisdom. It comes from experience. It's not one of those things I tell people, you know, leaders and stuff are built. I saw that on the post today with Pastor Frank Kinchler. Leaders are built, not born. So with that being said, I'm going to move it on over, and I'm going to introduce to some and present to others, Mr. I don't know why I keep getting you wrong. But, oh, Mr. Eric Jones, this thing is getting me, but I'm going to have to Mr. Eric Jones. And I didn't give you your title, so for those who some people, you know, I ask you to please forgive me, but it's Pastor Eric Jones. So thank you for coming on tonight. I thank you for I really appreciate you.
Yes, I'm glad to be here with you.
Yes. So with that being said, I'm going to ask you three questions, and then we're going to get into it.
Okay.
Who you are, what do you do, and why do you love what you do?
Okay, so who am I, right?
Yes.
Say, repeat it again, because it was kind of fuzzy there.
Oh, let me see if I can. Okay, is this better? Is this better for you? Okay, great. So then I got some background noises in the back, and that's not even in my apartment. That's the sad part. That's how loud it is.
Who you are,
what do you do, and why do you love doing what you do?
Okay. Well, my name is Eric M. Jones, and I'm a native of New Jersey, born and raised, and now I'm a resident of Charleston, South Carolina once again. What I do, as you heard before, I was a senior pastor of Basic Ministry International. Now we're opening up Eric M. Jones Ministry. I'm also a father, a husband, a grandfather, and also a DJ. And I produce music. I'm a musician. Oh, man, we can go on and on and on. But that's pretty much the man, the ministry, and the music.
Awesome. So with that being said, you know, when we were talking in reference to let me ask you this. Why do you love doing what you do, the ministry, the music, the pastorship? Why do you love doing that?
Well, through it all, just being the man that I am, and as far as the music is concerned and the ministry, it all can touch people. It all can reach people and touch people and show people love in each one of those things, and it can also bring healing to people. It's a service. And, you know, I just had that thing of service within me since a young child. I was, you know, pretty much instructed in the thing of service. And so each one of those areas of my life it renders a service to someone else. And that's why I love what I do, to be able to bring change to the world, to the individual or to the community and to the world.
I love that. And it's funny that you talk about bringing the change, because it kind of goes on to what we're talking about tonight. You know, I always say, I remember my brother, he was praying about where he should go as far as his next level of his relationship in life. And when he asked God that question, because you know that's a loaded question, that it ended up in a breakup. And his reaction was, oh, no, Lord, not that.
Right.
I said, well, you got to be careful what you ask for.
That's so true. Because what happens with that is that we ask God for things, but we want him to do it a certain kind of way. When God doesn't do it the way that we feel that it should be done or how we thought it would play out, then there's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes the problem.
But and it's funny because even, you know, when you ask God stuff like that and you end up separated, sometimes separation comes voluntarily and sometimes it comes involuntarily. And before
right.
we move forward, I want to talk about the definition of separation. And as part of it, it's quite a few of them. You all know I'm a Google chick. I'm on Google whatever. And the separation as a noun says the action or state of moving or being moved apart. And then it says the state a couple remains married but live apart.
Right.
And then a similar one says the division of something into constituents of distinction element. And then the last one, and the last one was the process of distinguishing between two or more things. Now,
right.
I'll be honest with you. Now, this is very, I'm not saying it's a sensitive subject, but it's a necessary subject. But sometimes, as you mentioned earlier about when we ask God or whatever, well, let's just talk about separation, period. And what separation, you know, tell me what is separation to you. Let's go from there. What is separation for you?
Well, separation, it means when things are severed. Separation. Well, see, first let me say it like this. Separation, it can be in a good thing and it can be a bad. It could be like a right wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on how you're looking at the separation, you know. But mm-hmm. in overall, based on what being separated and why and the whole so forth that. But overall, separation is basically for me, it's like a being set apart. It's a coming out of something. It's when things are being severed, you know, because being unified. So in that sense, for me, that's where separation comes. For me, you know, I mean, it can go on and on. For me, it's severance,
mm-hmm.
severance. When you be separated, there's, you know, there's a severance. So it runs deep. But for me, basically, separation is a setting apart and coming out of.
I like that. You said to set apart and coming out of. Can you go a little, can you explain a little bit and give an example or examples?
Well, it depends on the circumstances. We just going to talk about in life situations here. Depends on the circumstances of life. Sometimes we seem to be going along with the crowd or going in a certain direction or dealing or with something based upon majority's way of thinking, doing, and the being set apart is being set apart on the side so that we be able to see what's actually happening. Sometimes you have to come out from amongst the crowd to see. You know how sometimes when you're in something, you really can't see what is actually going on unless you come out from amongst it or come up from around it, and then you can get to see exactly what's going on. So a setting apart can be a good thing because it takes time for you to be able to reflect. So, I mean, for me, you know, that's what, you know, how God does for us a lot of times. Like you talked about, like you said earlier, when you pray for something and then, you know, God does it. You know what I'm saying? You might pray for a certain thing. God tell you, well, come on from around. You got to leave that alone. You got to be set apart from that. You got to come out from amongst that. You know what I mean? So for me, that's where it lies with me, you know, to be able to take time to reflect and to, you know, get a lesson to learn to grow on that basis.
How would you? Okay, let's. I want to talk about separate just a little bit longer. You know why? Because sometimes people have this misconception of separation, and what I mean by that, because I'm guilty of it. Sometimes we think separation could be such a bad thing. In actuality, you know, and sometimes people think, you know, separation can be a good thing. But in essence, and the bad thing, I'm going to go on for a little bit, because bad thing may seem bad at that particular time, maybe because it caused a particular pain or it's unexpected. Either way, you have to deal with the separation. And it could be voluntary or involuntary. And sometimes people have the misconception And I'm guilty. I'm guilty of that. That when things
right.
are severed, we think it is God don't love us, or this situation is not benefiting from us, but in actuality, it's saving you from something.
Right. That's what I was just getting ready to say. Separation could be one of the biggest blessings of your life. It can save your life. You know what I mean? It can, like I said, separation can bring growth to you. You'd be surprised how growth comes out of that separation due to a bad circumstance or where you have to come out voluntary or you have to be basically, you know, forced to separate, you know what I'm saying, through the judicial system or whatever. But, yes, separation to certain matters and certain things could be one of the biggest blessings of your life. It
Very
hurts,
much so.
But it hurts to separate based upon who and what you have to separate from, because based on your attachments to the separation, you know, sometimes we don't see the good in it, and we think it's a bad thing until sometime later. And we have time to reflect, like I said, separation being set apart and, you know, things like that give you time to reflect. And then you get
okay.
to see what the blessing in the separation.
All right, and for those, so throughout the lives, if you're interested in participating, you can do it via Blog Talk Radio. You can actually call in, and you can call in at 914-338-1552. So, Pastor Eric, so during this time, I may stop because you may have a hand raised because I have people tune in from the radio station, Blog Talk.
Right.
We actually have a hand right about now, so we're going to entertain questions along the way. So thank
okay.
you for tuning in to Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. You're on your live. May I get the city and state? Good afternoon. Okay, I'm not sure what happened, but if you are you there, you could just call back whenever you're ready. So throughout our call, I may get a hand raised, but if I do, I like to acknowledge them. So with that being said, and I do apologize for interrupting, but since we have interrupted, this is Fechina Kirkendall, and you're tuning in to Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. Our guest tonight is no other than Pastor Eric Jones. And I'm not going to lie to you today, Pastor Jones. I've been messing up your name all day today, and it's such an easy name. Don't
exactly.
I'm like, this is my brother. How in the world I forget his
Don't
name?
Worry about it.
It's those
distractions.
I know. I did a live today because I had one of the sponsors. They had their grand opening, and I went blank trying to, you know, what I was in this, you know, in the world. And then, you know, now I can't get enough of your name. So, but I have the privilege and the pleasure tonight to have Pastor Eric Jones on the line, and we're talking about reconciliation, how separation at times bring reconciliation. And now we're talking about the separation part, how sometimes it feels like it's painful. And at that time, I could just talk for myself. You know, there are times when things are separated from me, when it was voluntary or involuntary. It hurts like I don't know what. But I would say this. From that, what I experienced was, and anybody who wants to chime in, you're more than welcome to do so. I will let you know I am Facebook Live, but I can't see your comments right now. So I will have to reach out to you in your comments later on. But those who know me, you can always message me, DM. I promise y'all next weekend I will have all my cell phones going on and I can actually see everyone. With that being said, but you can DM me and you can DM me on Chronicles of a Favorite Woman on that page right there. So just let me know. And then you can always call back on 914-338-1552. So the person that has their hand raised, I did try to chime you back in. So if you're still listening, just call me back in and we'll get you on the air. So we talked about separation. Going back to, and we're back. Going back to that separation part, I just know that separation can be a little discomforting at times when it first happens. Let me say that.
Right.
The initial reaction is hurt and you're wondering, why is this happening to me? You know, whether you ask God for it or whether you don't ask God for it, and maybe God is still in the midst of it, you know, it can be very, very painful. Very, very painful.
Right.
And at that time, I just know as females, I don't know about anybody else, but, you know, some of us females, you know, we're wondering why, you know. But as we move forward, we later realize, I know I did, that one, for one of them I did, I asked God to show me a sign if this is it or not. And I got me a, ooh, I had a situation and he gave it to me. And I was fasting about it. I was like, I need you to know. I need to know. And the way it went down, it's like somebody just like took my heart, twisted it, and ripped it on out. And it caught me off guard. I'm like, what just happened here? But then I thought about it. So I called my girlfriend. My girlfriend was fasting with me at that time. I said, well, our fast is now over because I got the answer. I got the answer.
Right.
And it took me a while to even deal. I had to get over the shock of how it went down. It went from 0 to 100 and 30, not even 30 seconds. I'm going to say 10 seconds flat. And I'm left like blinking on the phone like, what just happened here? But when I think about it now, that was like, gosh, maybe a year or two ago. When I think about it now, I was like, thank you, Jesus.
It can become a blessing for you. But, you know, like we always kick it, you know, let's just get down to it and let's bust it open. Okay, let's talk about these relationships because we're dealing with a time right now with a lot of people. We know they're seeking companions, they're dating, they're doing online. I mean, it's a lot going on right now in the world when it comes to, you know, relationships and how we're supposed to function and certain things like that. And for us to really get to the root of it, as far as where we're talking about separation, we got to get into sometime the why we're being separated because of how we got into what we got into from the start. You know what I mean? And, you know, sometimes we think certain things is right for us and, you know, as far as we're concerned, because we have faith and we trust God, you know, and plus he's in control of everything, whether you believe it or not. Sometimes we get and pick and choose the things that we feel is right for us. We pray and we don't always wait on God for certain circumstances and things when it comes to companions and mates and things. And we get something, and the Lord knows because He knew us before we was formed in our mother's womb, so our script is written, and he knew that that wasn't going to be good for you, and that's where the separation had to come, where he was calling you out, you know what I'm saying, and wanting to set you apart for what your destiny and what he has laid out for you can come. And that's where a lot of times we get into what you was talking about, where the mental factor that comes in and the hurt and the ripping of the heart, because now your whole soul is mixed up in this relationship, and now it's calling for a separation. This feels like it's more like somebody ripping and tearing you apart, you know what I'm saying, than just being a call out. But like you said, you know, once that comes, you submit yourself and you take heed to it, yes, it hurts. But as you get time to reflect in that separation, then you start to see the blessing of it and, you know, why you was called out and set apart from that situation. And it's, you know, and that's something that we really got to be sensitive to, you know. Sometimes it hurts because we don't want to leave it because of what we feel we invested in it, in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it takes that, you know, or things just go sour, like, you know, abusive factors and all kind of things go on there. And, you know, your people is telling you need to leave that alone, and, you know, you're not hearing them. And then it just gets so bad that it's almost like a, like you said before, a false situation where you got to come out now. If you don't come out, you ain't going to make it. You know what I'm saying? You won't live, you know. And, you know, so many of us have been through those type of things over our years of living, and, you know, and now we sit back and we look back over those things and we just lift our hands and we thank God because we understand what was in the midst of the separation, what was going on. So, you know, and, you know, we can't do separation without the reconciliation. reconciliation. So I thank God for us being on this, but the end of this is going to be even greater when it comes to the reconciliation part. But that separation can be truly a blessing if we just take heed and be sensitive. And we just got to be truthful with ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because what you get back, I don't want to rush your format, but it's stirring so much down inside me with the separation. God don't just bring you out of something without just bringing you to something. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, okay, you just coming out just to be coming out. No, you're coming out for a purpose. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, that's the whole thing right there. So I don't want to get ahead of you.
Go ahead.
Because it might be a call on the line, so I don't want to get ahead of you. But that's, we're talking about relationships, we're talking about situations like that, because basically that's where it's at, really. I mean, when you think about it, you know, you put so much time, years, investments, time, this and that, and then all of a sudden it's like, I got to leave this? You know what I'm saying? You start thinking about all what you put in and you don't want to. But like you said, if you don't, it could cost you your life. So that's why I said sometimes being coming out and being separated from situations like that, abusive, mental abuse, physical abuse, whatever, in a relationship, it could be one of the greatest blessings of your life. And sometimes those that don't take heed and stay, well, they don't get a chance to get the ladder of what we were going to talk about on the night, the reconciliation. They miss what you're going to be reconciled to because of what's going on in the situation of the relationship that you were in and God was calling you out to be separated. Oh, you got to start something.
And, start something. Talking about, you know, not coming out of what God is calling you to be separated. And I'm just going to chime on that just a little bit because sometimes we have a tendency, and I'm going to say, you know, being a female and males too, that we get comfortable with something. We feel like that there may be insecurity, you know, with that separation.
Right.
And, you know, we say we trust, but do we really trust? You know, do we trust because it's convenient or if things are within our comfort zone?
Right.
And
right.
When the separation comes, it's going to take you out of the comfort zone.
Right. Familiarity.
Comfort zone.
We're familiar with those things. You know how they say, well, I went back to her because she's crazy. I know her crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know how it go. You know, you could deal with that crazy. They say, oh, but you know that crazy. But that's what happens, you know. Like you said, we get comfortable. You know what I'm saying? And we feel that we can handle it. We can manage it. You know what I mean? But
I can change him.
No, that's one of the biggest deceptions that's ever there about changing folks. You know what I'm saying? We can't do that. You know what I'm saying? No. They have to want to change. They have to want to, you know, fix themselves to be in a relationship. You know, because first of all, when we're talking about anything we're talking about tonight, when you're dealing with a relationship, everything got to go to the root. We talk about separation, but we got to talk about the root of separation and separate. You know what I'm saying? It's like relationship. You got to talk about the root of it is to relate. You know what I mean? And a lot of times, you know, when we're dealing with relationships, because the relationship is dealing with the work of relating. And sometimes we don't even put in no work to relate. We just, you know, we go on dates and we don't talk about things, you know what I'm saying, that we need to. You know what I'm saying? Because we're so caught up in the third part of our soul aspect is emotions and feeling good and all the googly eyes and this and that. You know, we don't seem to deal with that. Every relationship should have purpose. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. and so we don't talk about the things until we now in it now. See, we done got in it because we done been out to dinner, we done went to the movie, went to dinner, and, you know, so forth and so forth, and then other things done transpired. Now we done became feeling like we're connected to people, and we don't even know the people that we're connected to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now that's where the separation is. Now this is where you're being called to separate. Like you said, being forced of any other matter, because now you find out, I didn't even know this person.
That's right.
You know?
That's
I
right.
I thought they was all right, but the real aspect, we didn't do. The real aspect of it is that we didn't do the work. We didn't put the work in to really find out who they were to be able to see if we relate.
Exactly, and that comes from distraction. And sometimes we have a tendency, and I was guilty of it in the past. We allow our nature, our sexual nature, to get. And I tell people, when you get sex involved that early stage, and you don't know, you got rose-colored glasses on. Let's just be real about it. You got rose-colored glasses on, especially if it's something that tastes good to you. And then you get something, you get candy that fits you, you ain't going to think about the fact that it's going to cause cavity if I overdose on it, or the fact that, you know, you're dealing with something else, but I can't see all that because as long as you know, giving me my fix, then that's all I care about. But when it's all said and done, when that gets old and it fades away, and then you're asking yourself, like I remember asking myself, how in the world did I get, you know, how did I end up in this situation? And then I said, okay, then I know what it was. It was because of my appetite.
Right. And because those situations also is done with purpose. See, everything, you know, it goes back to why we were in the beginning, why God states these things about doing these things. And, you know, we can say what we want and we can do what we want because we have the power of choice, but there's consequences for the decisions and things that we make. You know what I'm saying? When it's outside of that. I can't help but going back to it because of my own personal experiences and things. This is everything God does, he does with a purpose. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And this is why he saved for us not to be out here doing those things. Like you said, we wind up falling into a sexual situation with a person, you know, not in the proper order of things, you know, because we didn't go through the process to be perfected, to become whole or to become one. You know, and finding out things and where do you want to live? Do you want to live in the country? Do you want to live in the city? We ain't even thinking about that when we out here dating and we meeting people. Next thing you know, we waking up. You know what I'm saying? Now we want to ask these questions. You know, it's a little too late now. You know, but it's just setting things in order. You know what I mean? And that coming out and that separation from these situations that God is bringing us out is for us to put things in order, to reflect, to look at it, to get the lesson of it, and, you know, and put things in order. Because if we don't, we're going to repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to wind up in the same situation, and then we start to feel bad, and we get depressed, and we start going, why is this happening to me? Why am I always attracting these kind of people? And it goes for women as well as men. Men get women like that. You understand? This is not just a woman's thing. Men, I'm a man. These things happen where you wind up dealing with the same type of woman constantly that does the same thing. So now what's going on here? You start to question, why is this always happening to me? You know what I'm saying? But it's just like when I brought you out of the last situation, you know, did you get the lesson? Because sometimes you'll get put back in that same situation to see if you get the lesson. You understand? See if you learned anything. And when it happens again, obviously, you didn't learn anything. And you got to go and take a look at it and really sit down and take time to reflect and, you know, get the lesson so that you don't repeat it again. Because every time you do it, it damages you even more so, you know. You know, we spoke about this before, about the, you know, mental health situations and things and the trauma that comes from this, man. It's not, where people just think, oh, well, I left him and I'll just go get me somebody else. It's not that simple. You're carrying people, which, believe that or not. And if we just be truthful tonight, you know, for those that are listening and hear our voice tonight, if we could just start to be really truthful about these things and stop covering it up and just be open, man, then we can be healed and we can be made whole and we can move on, you know what I'm saying, to what we're going to talk about on the ladder is being reconciled. And what we're going to see, what we're going to talk to you about being reconciled is going to blow your mind, where you might think being reconciled to people and this and that. It's not really always that. That's a part of it, but it's not always that. But we're going to hold that for you.
But, you know, it's funny, you know, because now we're talking about, you know, the purpose of separation, how it could, you know, all things, I'm a firm believer that all things happen for a reason. And as far as, you know, being repeated, he will send you, you will go through the same test until you pass the test. Once it comes up and comes up, what do you learn from it? What is it? Because sometimes separation is one of those things where we don't ask God why he did it, but ask him, what do you want me to learn from this? That's what I've learned. I got that from Dr. Bishop Bonner. You know, not ask why it happened, but what do you want me to learn from this? Which brings us, you know, you go through the cycle over and over again. Finally, the light bulb hit. Now you got the, you know, the rock on the head or whatever. And now you understand, okay, what did I do differently? What did I do the same? Now, how do I move forward? So I could do the reconciliation. Reconciliation sometimes don't mean you going back to that situation. Or if you are going back to a situation, you're going to come back in there wiser, and you will make better choices. So with that being said, before we get into reconciliation, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. My name is Pachina Kirkenall, and I have the pleasure of having my brother, Pastor Eric Jones, with me as we talk about how separation brings reconciliation. And we were talking about separation before, how separation can be voluntarily or involuntarily. And it doesn't feel good at times. It really doesn't, at least at the initial sting of it. But as time goes on, you're either going to repeat it or you're going to learn from it. And now we're getting ready to head to the part where we're going to start learning from that. But before I do want to let you know, I do want to acknowledge my sponsors, Paradise Mortuary and Cremation Services. That is under the hands of CEO and founder owner Henry J. Middleton. I was just at his grand opening today, so I did put it on live. It's 463 Atlanta Drive, Marietta, Georgia, 30060. Go check them out. You can go on their website as well. Check them out. Honest, honest brother. That brother comes from humble beginnings. And to see his dream come to fruition and me being a part of it is a blessing and honor, because he's like a, you know, he's my little cousin. But just to see him grow from when he started, you know, working in the funeral home and then doing his mobile transport, and now having his own funeral home, you know, it is a fruition, no doubt about that. And when I spoke with him earlier, he just said, just stick to your dreams. You know, it will come true. It will become a reality. Just put the work into it. Now, with that being said, going back to reconciliation, separation bring reconciliation. We talked about the separation part. Now, let's get to the reconciliation. So I'm gonna pass the mic to you.
Like I said, okay, with the separation part, and God is calling us out of certain things because he's aware of what's going on more so than we are. So when we're in those type of relationships, be it relationships or between a man and a woman, a job relationship, business relationships, however, when he calls us out of those things, and like you said, sometimes it seems it could be hurtful, seem like we lose a lot of things. And that time that he calls us out, and we take that time to sit and reflect and grow and look at the lesson of it, here's what we get reconciled to when we submit ourselves and humble ourselves and be sensitive to the Holy Spirit where we come out. And we know it's time for us to come out, be it voluntarily or forcefully. We have to come out. What we get reconciled to is not all the time over that time period of separation, and we're sitting there and we feel like we're alone and we're getting lessons in this. Sometimes we think, like you said, we're getting reconciled back to a person. But what we get back is our joy. We get reconciled to our joy and our peace and our happiness. You understand? Because this is what's been lost in the relationship, and we have to get pulled out because it would kill you. Do you realize people fall into depression because they say, I'm not happy, because they're looking forward to the person that they're in the relationship or the thing or whatever it is that you're in relation with to bring that, when that's something that God wants to just give to us, that we have, that we bring with us into the relationship. So there's a time where when we get separated, we get called out, and we're alone. And this is what comes back in that time of separation, where people say, oh, girl, you're going to be lonely, or, man, you all by yourself. You need to get you somebody. In that time, this is what you get the opportunity of being reconciled with, because you lost that in that relationship that was abusive or wasn't correct, wasn't going right, and, you know, failure to be unified. This is what you begin to get back. And all the time we think you'd be reconciled back to people a lot of times, but it's not always people. It's these things, the peace that God wants to give to you, the joy, the happiness, the patience, the forgiveness, all the things, the fruit of the Spirit begins to grow. Those things, the love, you know, understand? The love, not for just for people first, but for you first. You know what I'm saying? So that you're able to love people, the love for God again. You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen, it's serious. It's deep. And I can say for myself, with my own testimony, my own marriage and the situation of me being a man and a man of God and working and going to build a church and move my family to a whole other state and just working. And I'm thinking in my mind, I'm going to do all this for my wife and my family, and not knowing that I'm neglecting her in the midst of overworking until the whole thing broke down and there became a separation of 7 years. And now we're pointing fingers at one another. It's you don't want this, and it's you that did this, and these things, and not knowing it was God in the midst of it always. So we can stop and say, wait a minute, you're forgetting the main thing of why you're together, because y'all be able to relate, to be in oneness, to walk together, to carry out my purpose in this marriage. And that called for a whole 7 year separation, but the reconciliation time of the separation, the time of the separation to bring forth the reconciliation, brought peace and joy back to us both individually, that we can come back and start to function in the ministry of reconciliation towards one another after 7 years apart, getting ready to be on a 30-year marriage.
Wow.
That's God. That's God.
Nothing but. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And the way he did it, he brought me back to Charleston. It was like taking me back to a point where it all began, where I first met him. You understand? Where I first became born again, he brought me back to the place, got my house back that we was in when our children was young. I lived back in the house. Like the story of Job, it was like getting what the enemy tried to put forth and do, and God said, have you tried my servant here, and lost everything. The church stopped and this and that, and getting the house back, the house I was married in, raised my kids in, I'm back in the same house again. The wife is back. We're back together and operating in the ministry of reconciliation. Now it's the next thing that we're doing now, which we're doing right now, is bringing the ministry back to the forefront to be able to help somebody in this situation. That's what we get in the reconciliation, the joy, the peace, forgiveness, the patience now, you know? Those are the lessons.
Mm-hmm. I mean, perfect example of what we're talking about. Perfect example of what we're talking about. you know, because I'm sure there are people who are listening or will be listening when they listen to the replay that may be going through. You know, what kind of advice would you offer those who may be going through that separation right now?
To be open and sensitive to the Lord, like without being spiritual, because some people may not know. It's just to be still. And what I mean by be still, that means don't make no moves, don't get involved with nobody, kind of just take a time to be to yourself. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to really deal with what's going on with you if you take time to be alone. But you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Lord said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's time to talk to him. Sometimes we tend to talk to friends and talk to this one. And, you know, sometimes the counsel will be in good tensions, but it's not what God wants. And, you know, I was just being sensitive while I was involved and somebody else during the time of the breakup, because I was like, okay, it's the separation. Like, oh, man, forget this. You know, the church didn't support me, this, that. I just got mad, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I had to get over that so that I could take time to myself and come out from amongst the person I was putting in the place of God being able to deal with me about what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Where I found out this wasn't even about you. At the end of the day, this ain't even about you. You understand what I'm saying? This is about me. You know, you're doing what's right. Not saying what's right, but doing what's right. And what was right is that, according to his word, about our marriage was to be reconciled. You know what I'm saying? But for us to be able to do that, he had to deal with us individually, separate
us,
and deal with us individually so that we can now get peace and we can get our joy and we can get our happiness about who we are in him. And our relationship with him, that we can have that relationship again. And that's where it all lies. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, this thing is about life. I know we do the church thing, but this is about life. It's not just about, you know, going to the church situation. This is what God wants to do with the creation that he loves the most, giving us this life. This is so that we can have life. And it's an everyday living thing, and I thank God for it, you know what I mean, to, you know, experience that, man. I mean, I could write a book on it, like just laying here on the floor in my home that I was in before. It was just, those are not coincidences. What is the chance of you coming back and getting the house you want?
Same house.
The same house, you know what I'm saying? No, and coming with the intentions of not coming here. Coming back here really with the intentions not to get back with my wife at all. You understand what I'm saying? I had already filed for divorce before I left New Jersey to come back to Charleston, South Carolina. You understand? So that was no doings of my own. That was just being here, laying here alone, reflecting in a time of separation, getting the lesson, hearing God. You understand what I'm saying? Like, okay. You know what I mean? Okay. But just hearing them before, when I was in the midst of a relationship that was very unlawful, to say, oh, you want to go down this block again, so you ain't learned nothing the first time. See, it's a lesson to be learned. Sometimes we do it to ourselves because we don't take heed. We don't become sensitive to it and just walk by faith, not having to understand everything. Oh, well, why I got to be like this? And debating, just sometimes we have to just move by faith. I just took a move by faith. It just popped up on Facebook. I wasn't even looking for the house. I was looking for a motorcycle part. And I looked and I saw the address and I said, oh, man, I used to live at a place like this. I hit the button. Boom, it was my old house. So I just texted the man and said, oh, I used to live there. Next thing you know, he texted me back and said, give me a call. So I called him. We talking about the house and we talking about Charleston and how long I lived here, over 20-something years. And he said, listen, so what you plan on doing? You was planning on coming back? Right at that moment, I had to make a decision. It was right at that moment I had to make a decision. You know what I'm saying? And I felt like I needed to move. Something deep down inside was I needed to move, and I moved. I said, okay. Yeah, I said, I'm coming back. He said, well, if you want it, I'm going to give you the Friday. He gave me 3 days to make a choice. I'm going to take it off the market till Friday. You know, give me a call back. And I called him back. I said, it's yours.
Mm.
So, you know, now, huh?
No, I would say anytime he intercedes, you can believe it's gonna roll through like silk.
So, you know, what else could you do? Okay, if he did that, he had to do that for a reason. Why did he bring me back to here? Why did he bring me back to this place? You understand? You know,
mm-hmm.
because of what the memories and the things that happened in this house that was dealing with my marriage, he brought me back to this place. And I was laying on the floor. I had no furniture in the house, no nothing. I was laying on the floor on a blood mattress, and I was comfortable there. From all the things that I had, I left everything else, and I was comfortable laying on the floor.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
And it was such peace. Like, it brought peace to me, you know? And then me and my wife had a conversation, and she began to explain and talk about her side of the thing, and you know, and then that's where things said, you know, forgiveness started to play. You know, God started dealing with your heart about it. You know what I'm saying? You can't be at war with people who are not at war. You understand? And we found out this had nothing to do with us. This ain't got nothing to do with either of us. You know? But circumstances of life and things that surround, like you said, the distractions of things that's going on, you know what I mean? You know, could have prevented all of that, you know what I mean? Sometimes we can think we're doing something right, and we done got so caught up in what we're doing that now God ain't even got us by the hand anymore, leading us to do what we're doing. We're just doing it. It's not that we're doing something that's wrong. It's just not expedient. You know what I'm saying? And that's where we at, so, you know. I mean, it's a blessing, man, and every day it's a new day, you know, nothing's the same, you know, it's like a new, whole new start, a whole new slate, you know, we're empty nesters, so now it's all about now where we going from here, so now we understand how to be open and sensitive to what God is doing, and it's not about us, it's about what he wants to do. And us coming in agreement and being able to communicate and discuss things, how we feel openly. If you don't feel this, feel that way, you can speak openly. And that's where we got to be. I mean, if we're going to get along, that's the problem with the world today. Nobody can just say openly what it is. Just be open and honest and true. The hypocrisy of it all has to stop. But that's what reconciliation brings first back to the individual who has now been in a state of separation. I mean, you're not coming out to be not connected again.
Exactly. When the separation occurs, like I said, you know, it's either a lesson or a blessing. You are to learn. You know, you don't go back and repeat. And then if you start repeating, then you need to find out why you're repeating. What's that sense you're putting out there? I'm going through that right now. You know, what nuggets of wisdom would you share with the audience regarding separation and reconciliation?
Well, no, number one, to just be still, to know how to wait on God, you know what I'm saying, and trust him and understand that he has your best interests at hand. And whatever we do, we have to do it by faith. We have to move by faith. And yes, it may seem crazy to others. People might say, oh, you're a fool for leaving so-and-so, whatever the case may be. But if you trust God and you believe God, he'll bring you out all right. And so with that being said, this is the lesson I learned. This is the only thing I could say to people, that this is where it's at, because you can't trust nothing else but that. To be honest, you know what I mean? When it comes to this to humans and how we speak in terms of less people, you can't put all your trust in that. You only can go by what God said according to his word for you, because that's pertaining to your life. And you got to be able to believe that by faith and move upon it. Faith without works is dead. If I never moved, this would have never happened.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, yes, God is in the midst of doing things, and he's orchestrating things, but it's up to me to make the move, to trust the move. Okay, this to be able to see, oh, this just don't happen. What's the coincidence of this happening? You understand? And not question everything. Why is this happening? Why did he say he can give me the house, you know, and do all that, or talk to somebody that's going to talk me out? Oh, it might be a scam. How would I know unless I moved on it? And if I moved on and it was a scam, what was I going to lose? Nothing.
Exactly.
I would be in the same place I was. You know what I'm saying? So the thing I'm saying is, in a day and time that we're living in now, the way things are going, the way things is happening in this world, the only thing we can trust is God. When God is calling us out, setting us apart, he's giving us our word for where we're going to go and what we're going to do and our purpose. And it's up to us to then begin to move on that for us to get the results. And trust it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, people in the world say, oh, girl, you alone. You need to hurry up. You know how they used to say back then, you ain't got no kids. Your biological clock is ticking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All this here kind of stuff. And they rush you into something that you don't need to be in. You
that's
know?
Right, and you end up further away from what God is calling you from. I want to thank Pastor Eric Jones for coming on Chronicles. Oh, gosh, there's so many things we could talk about, and I can't wait. I'm hoping that you'll come back to us.
Yeah.
What I would like to do is I know that you have a ministry as well, and if someone was interested in getting in contact with you, because not only do you do ministry, you do music, you do quite a few things, but if people want to get in contact with you, how will they get in contact with you?
Well, they can get in contact with me at Eric M. Jones Ministry at Facebook.com. They can get in touch with me on Instagram at DJ Brother Eric on Instagram. And then just email me at brothereric@gmail.com.
Awesome. Words cannot even begin to explain. I mean, we just scratched the surface because this thing can go deeper and deeper and deeper.
Oh, yeah.
But I want
people
to be a parent. And you know, I always tell people can relate to other people. And that's why I'm really big about making the platform open to just everybody because, you know, someone out there is listening and someone out there is tuning in. I thank you for those who are abroad, Chile, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Australia, Ireland, Japan, Korea, so many places. If I didn't call you Canada, please forgive me, Netherlands. You know, I thank you all for those who are just tuning in because you just never know. Someone may be going through the same thing that you're going through, and sometimes you just got to speak about it. You just got to tell your story because you're not the only one that's going through. You know, there's power in your voice. There's power in your story. And your story is just what it is, your story. You may have gone through this, but your story is different. And your story is designed for someone to hear it because someone has or will be going through or is going through or have gone through it. And sometimes they feel alone. They feel very, very alone. But sharing your story, Brother Eric, I really appreciate that because I know it has helped someone today. And like I said, I will be calling you back. Right? And I will be calling you back. Because sometimes there's 50 minutes they go on like that. They just fly by like that. And we have two talkers on the line tonight. So me and you, we both love, you know, we're both chatterboxes. But I want to thank you. I appreciate the ministry that you do. I appreciate your music. I love your music that you do.
Right,
and I just appreciate my big brother, you know, being there. You know, small world, went to school with my cousin. Trying to find out that, you know. So it's just a small world. Go back on how you treat people. Be careful what you say in front of people or around people because you never know who's connected to who. That's how
that's
we look at it. But It's always a privilege and a pleasure to have you here. I will thank you, and I'm going to continue to bless pray for you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. My name is Fatina Kirkendall. You're tuning in to Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. I love you, but God loves you more. Have a good night.
God bless.